The National Archery and the Schools Program, also known as NASP, is the largest youth shooting sports program in North America for kids grades 4 through 12. Educational Coordinator Jeff Long will go over all the details in this week's program. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeff, why is the program, the NASP program, so popular across the country and in North Dakota?
Well, starting at the beginning, it's got to be fun. The kids have to like it. In addition, and the kids do like it, okay? So that's the most important thing. In addition, it's got to be safe, okay? One of the things that kids like, but also the schools, administrators, PE teachers, and parents, I suppose, too, like is that it's a truly equal opportunity sport. Whether you're tall or short, whether you're a 12th grader or a 4th grader, whether you're an athlete or more of an academic, it really doesn't matter. When you walk up to the shooting line with a bow, it's all equal.
Jeff, give us a little background on the NASP program in North Dakota. It's been going on roughly, probably 20 years by now.
Getting close to 20 years. the program started here around 2005, 2004 on an official capacity. It had been going for a few years before that, but we took over right around 2005, let's say. And we started the program because we recognized a value in exposing a lot of kids, a high number of kids, especially kids that may or may not have ever picked up a bow or a gun or would ever pick up a bow or a gun, to this shooting sport called archery. And because it's done in the school, now, you know, it's not just a kid that has to have the interest or see it somewhere else and then decide they want to do it and then figure out how to get there. Now they walk in their gymnasium and the archery range set up. So a good chance, and there are many schools that do it this way, they have every kid in the school will go through the archery program before they're done there.
Wow, and it's very safe.
Ultra safe, yeah. The program is designed, everything from the training of the teachers have to go through an 8-hour training. They have to prove that they're teaching regularly so that they're updated on the program requirements. And everything is kept very basic and simple. That's the nice thing about archery. Shooting archery is actually a very simple thing to do, but so is the safety of it. And the design of the program, highly disciplined, but easy to follow, just a series of whistle commands. And since the kids want to do it, they also will fall in line and do what they're supposed to do and keep things safe.
In the past, you've said NASP has changed kids' lives in some respect. Explain that a little bit.
Well, it can change kids' lives in a lot of ways, but I hear things, a lot of what I hear are kids that maybe don't have a purpose or aren't engaged with the school in any other way, and part of it is they can't dunk a ball, they can't throw a touchdown pass, and so they're not involved maybe in a sport, and they're looking for something, not finding it, and all of a sudden they find archery. And now they have a purpose, they have something to look forward to beyond the academics. They have now a group of friends, and the interesting thing is, archery will bring together unique groups of people that never otherwise come together.
Jeff, a lot of small towns are very involved with NASP. Some of the bigger cities in North Dakota are involved with NASP. Tell me about the regional tournaments that go on throughout the state.
Yeah, so what happened when we started offering the state tournament, the schools were just kind of practicing and preparing for basically one event. And then eventually a school said, hey, we're gonna have our own little tournament here. Anyone that wants to come get ready for the state tournament can come shoot at our tournament. And from there it grew to two schools and then three. And now we have about 30 tournaments out there, both Bullseye and 3D, in local smaller towns. In a lot of them occurring right there in the gymnasium. Some of them are occurring in other buildings that they can get access to. But a lot of times it's just right there in the school.
How many kids and how many schools roughly in North Dakota?
It's always hard to say the number of kids, but the number of schools, we've implemented it in over 200 schools. And the number of kids varies from year to year, but our peak in 2019-2020 was 15,000.
Jeff, state tournament's middle of March. Where and what are the dates?
Okay, so the state tournament is once again in Minot. It's March 17th and 18th. It is open to all kids that participate in NASP in a school that offers NASP during the school day. Most of these schools also have what's called an after-school club where they practice specifically for this. But it is open technically to any kid that's doing NASP in their PE class even in North Dakota.
Jeff, just like basketball, football, or any other sports, there's scholarships available. Explain the NASP scholarship.
Okay, so the NASP scholarship is a partnership between NASP and any state that wants to offer scholarships for archery shooting performance. They're given away, they're awarded at the state tournament. It's a maximum of $10,000. It's a one-to-one match. So North Dakota has been able to raise $10,000 every year since they started, and including this year. And so that means NASP will give us 10, they'll match it. So we give a total of $20,000 away to the top performing archers at the state tournament.
And at the state tournament, you recognize academic archers. Explain that.
We recognize academic archers. So academic archers is a way of showing that archery and academics are joined together. And it's a completely voluntary program. The school itself defines what an academic archer is. We don't tell them you have to meet this standard. The school says if you meet our standard of being an academic, an outstanding academic person, then we will give them that award for that recognition.
Sure. If you're a school that doesn't participate, how do you get involved, or how can you get started with NASP?
So to get started in the program, you just need a few things. You need a place to shoot. Most schools shoot in their gymnasium. You need a person to teach it. They need to go get trained. We handle all the training for NASP in the state. It's either an 8-hour full day, or we actually now have a hybrid that's a 4-hour day, and then the rest of it's done online, 4 hours online ahead of time. So you have the training, you have a facility to do it, now you just need equipment. Equipment is available through NASP, and there are grants available through NASP and the North Dakota Game and Fish to help schools offset the cost of the startup kit.
A lot of great information, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet.